Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson inspires others to live each day from the heart and to live in the present moment. This hit show invites you to participate in expressing and experiencing the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment. Elizabeth is joined by world-renowned experts who provide true stories of overcoming adversity and how they aligned their values and beliefs to get clear on creating a vision and living their dream. They'll provide you with intuitive guidance, tools, techniques, and support to assist you in living with purpose and passion. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. Whether the topic is about health, family, work, relationships, finances, or spirituality, you'll be saying yes to live the life you were intended to live. Now, here is your host, Elizabeth Cookson.
Hello and welcome. It is like Hump Day Wednesday. We are almost at the end of the month, and I absolutely want to bring you some joy and high vibration conversation today. I know we're approaching the end of the month. Sometimes it seems like a lot's going on and we feel heavy, and today I just really want to lift our spirits and really find something to celebrate about. So I'm really looking forward to today's show. Connect with me after the show at Elizabeth Cookson, CUCKSON.com. And when you're at my website, just take a look at all the different blog conversations, what we've got going on, talking about healing, talking about different things from soulmates to twin flames, talking about letting go, just some amazing topics out there. So make sure you go through and peruse through the website and check it out. The other fantastic announcement that I want to share with you is I am a contributing author in a book, Speaking Your Truth, Courageous Stories from Inspiring Women Around the World, and it's Volume 3. It is launching August the 28th, and I am so excited to share this book with you because it has stories from women that are sharing their story of how they were able to overcome different obstacles in their life, and they're sharing this in such a way that really is inspiring, how they were able to get through it, how they're offering techniques and their stories. And so I'm just so excited to share that book with you. Now, as far as sharing, today your heart's going to be filled with joy as I bring back my special guest, Betty Louise. Oh my gosh, today is going to be such an awesome show. I cannot wait. We are going to talk about finding your inner beauty and maybe taking a look at that sugary sweet goddess that we have inside. So just a little bit about Betty Louise, just in case there's some new listeners. Betty Louise is also known as Coach Betty, sex liberation coach and U.S. radio personality, and she has coached and interviewed progressive thinking experts and artists and innovators all over the world. And she has earned her credentials as a coach trainer at the CTI, the Coaches Training Institute. And, you know, there are so many things that she has been able to walk through herself. And today we're going to talk a little bit more about how she was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis and a flare-up that she actually had this week, and maybe what that means for all of us that are listening today. She is also an eco-coach who works with motivated individuals, partnerships, and couples, and organizations. She gets results quickly. Without further ado, welcome back, Coach Betty.
Thank you so much, Elizabeth. I feel like my vibration has raised already just listening to your intro.
Oh, it is my pleasure. And, you know, when we get together, we just laugh and we bring up the energy, I think, of everyone who's listening. And I just love that.
Yeah, in very real speak. That's what I love, too. It's like we're just speaking the truth, just like your book that you contributed to. And that when we're in our truth, that's when we really have the highest vibration of all.
Oh, absolutely. And I think, you know, this week, and I wouldn't even say last week, there are a lot of things going around energetically. And I have really felt a shift. And I really want to talk a lot, if not most of our show today, about the experience that I had with you and in sharing what I have felt since we met and what I discovered about myself. So what I want to do is hand over the conversation to you so you can share with the listeners a little bit about the coaching, if that's what you want to call it, exercise that we went through. And then I want to do a deep dive into that to share some healings that I've had from that.
Love it. Well, what Elizabeth and I did is we got on the phone a couple of weeks ago and went through a sexual wellness assessment is the actual title that I call it. And within that, it's a series of about 15 questions where I'm just probing and curious about how, in this case, Elizabeth feels about herself, around her beauty and around her sexuality. And my experience in doing these assessments, which, by the way, I'll put out there right away to your listeners, you know, I would be honored to do a 15-minute complimentary assessment with any listener who wants to email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com.
Wow.
But what I've experienced is that women tap into this place that I call the organic orgasmic place within you. The possibilities start to open up. So I actually wouldn't call it coaching, but just because it's a curious way to dive in and begin to explore what's going on inside of people that do the assessment with you. And just as you experience it, I'm so excited to hear that too, that you get a lot out of it, just the assessment.
Mm-hmm. And that's exactly, that's why I was like, it wasn't really coaching. It was like discovering and uncovering things that I didn't even realize about myself. And it was such a beautiful experience. And one of the things that we did is, you know, we rated, you know, how I felt about myself and my relationship and so forth. And one of the things that I really want to share is finding the beauty within myself. And I felt pretty confident that I was okay with myself. I can look in the mirror, I can say, I love you, and really mean it. I find myself beautiful from the inside out. And there were so many things. I'm like, I feel like I'm in a pretty good place. Well, you know what? There is always work to be done. And let me just tell you, it showed up and it raised its head. Let's just say it that way. And what I discovered was an experience with some individuals, some friends of mine. And I was in a position where I want to say I was the mother hen, or I was doing a little bit of babysitting at an event where trying to get some people to go home in a safe way, if you know what I mean, and not drink too much. And that's a little hard when you get to be into the wee hours of the morning. And I realized during this experience and after, and it's still occurring for me, that I hadn't forgiven some people in my past. And it brought back old relationships, old boyfriends, fiancés, where I was cheated on, where I was left behind, where I was hurt emotionally. And in this experience, a lot of these things bubbled up for me. And I'm like, why does this hurt so bad? And what I realized from our session together, Betty, is that I really hadn't gone to the core, the true core of my being, to say, I really love myself and I have forgiven everything. I honestly believed that I had forgiven everybody for everything, yet there was yet another layer exposed. And to be honest, the way that I have felt for the last, you know, probably 5 days or so, maybe even a week now, is that a raw feeling. So can you, you know, is that something typical that you have with your clients where they go through an experience like this? And granted, this was pretty quick. How this all shifted. No surprise. I mean, everything that happens kind of quickly when you're open for it. And it was just a very interesting, an interesting experience now to realize I truly hadn't forgiven everyone.
Yeah, well, I love that, you know, thank you for sharing that so vulnerably, because that is a piece of this. You opened yourself up to the vulnerability, and you know what that takes? It takes tremendous courage to look and see, and that's why I'm doing this work, is because I want to help guide women over to that place with some support. It's a scary place to go sometimes on your own. But yeah, so here you were going along just feeling like, yes, I love myself from the inside out. I feel beautiful from the inside out. And then you ran up against this situation that really hurt you deeply, that made you feel bad. And so something is a little out of whack there when you feel like you have this, you know, deep love for yourself. You can call it beauty as well. And So that's where allowing yourself to feel the vulnerability, to go a little bit deeper and feel things and see things that you hadn't seen before, that you now need to love yourself for too.
Mm-hmm.
That's what allows you to get down closer and closer to that core. And, you know, I guess the way I think about our core is the beautiful, pure, innocent beings that we were brought in onto this planet as. So it's, you know, hour one of our lives. And then as soon as we start to live, things start to pile on top of that core. Do we ever make it back to the core? I don't know.
I know sometimes, yeah, you feel like you just really want to crawl back in where you came from, because it's kind of interesting out here. And, you know, we're about ready to take a commercial break, but I want to just remind everybody, because I forgot to do that when we started, that the call number today, if you have any questions that you want to ask Coach Betty, 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you're listening online, you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage of Transformation Talk Radio. And when we come back, we are going to talk a little bit more about how to discover that concept of organic and orgasmic living and living truly in the present moment. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free!
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time. And express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at LifesaverChocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit Ann with an E, Taylor.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
What goes up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go round. Talking about your troubles.
Oh, Brian, I'm blushing. I'm blushing.
And why is that?
You know, we're finding our inner beauty. Everything's just going to stay up and spinning. I think that's the way we got to keep it going.
Yes, it is.
What do you think, Coach Betty?
Well, I tell you what, it's really interesting because just as I was listening, my mind was going to all sorts of different places with that song. There's, of course, a lot of different analogies you can make to what that's all about. You know, what goes up must come down. But, you know, part of what we even talked about was this little flair that I had yesterday with my arthritis. So I live my life in this very organic, orgasmic place, which is a very high vibrational place to live. And I help other people live there. And I'm telling you, every time I work with somebody in this arena, my vibration just goes up more and more and more. And then I have my days, like yesterday, where I was up, but then I was down. And I really went down. And I, you know, went down to the point where I didn't sleep well the night before. And when I'm somebody that absolutely needs my rest. And so I was very tearful. I was very emotional all day yesterday. And I pretty much had to sleep the day away. And so it's like, wow, this is the organic orgasmic lady. And how does she make this organic and orgasmic?
And, you know, sometimes I think it's just the way that our body says, hey, I've had enough, and we just need to take a break. And I think that we service so many people openly, and I want to say it was just great pleasure. I just truly enjoy the work that I do. And sometimes I think, you know, that we are working so much for others that our bodies have to give us a reminder to say, hey, time out for yourself. Why don't you take a spa day, which is exactly what I did on Monday. I had that same energy of feeling just kind of like, I don't want to say dragging, but just a heaviness. And, you know, we've had so much here in Colorado with the loss, and a lot of intuitive friends that I have here as well talk about the energy and how it has, you know, really pulled them to feeling the grief, the loss of so many people. And, you know, then when I'm traveling to Florida, I feel the same. You know, when we have any kind of tropical storms. I was in North Carolina just last Friday, and they had a huge windstorm. And I could just energetically, I feel all of those shifts in energy, regardless of what they are. And I think having that break, like the spa on Monday, was such a gift I could give myself, that I allowed to be receiving that touch, that healing, that caring, and getting myself back so that I can be of service to others. And I think we do so much of that, Betty, that, you know, sometimes our bodies just say, enough.
Right. So I like your path a little better than mine this week in terms of nourishing yourself and getting yourself completely filled up so that when you go back out there in the world, you have more to give. And, you know, the other thing that I just want to comment on based on what you just said, you know, I have a lot of clients and friends, you know, that ask me about this idea of living an organic and orgasmic life. And it's like, gosh, well, don't you ever feel bad? Don't you ever have a down day? Don't you ever get negative thinking going on? Isn't that just part of being human, or feeling your feelings? You know, like you're, what's going on in Colorado right now? You know, the loss is tragic loss, and people have feelings about that. You know, we're feeling that. It's being felt on some level all over the world. And so is it that you're not supposed to feel those feelings, and you're just supposed to pretend like everything is happy? And of course, that's not it at all. What I like to tell people around that, it's like you definitely want to feel what's real for you. And grief and anger and frustration and sadness, all of that is a very real place to feel. You just don't want to live there. So just as you said, you know, it's like going, realizing, and this is a key. This is a key. It's like, when do we know that our bodies need that nourishment? And, you know, for me, because I've had a lot going on in my life, I'm moving, I'm living in a couple of different places right at the moment for the next month, and I'm selling some things. I have all of these things that are going on in my life, and I feel like I'm handling it as well as, you know, doing my work. And it feels like I'm handling it, but my body is saying, nope, you need to go down, because you have been just burning the candles at both ends, and not like some people think about it. But for me, I was, you know, I'm used to getting a lot of rest, and now I'm not getting that kind of rest. I'm not taking naps in the afternoon, mm-hmm. You know, even for half an hour, I will lay down and that can just totally fill me up. But all of a sudden I'm like, no, I'm handling this, you know, let's just keep going. Because of course the to-do list is quite long. So,
and you know, and it's about, you know, what makes us feel good too. There's obviously things that we do every day that maybe aren't on our top things to do, but they're things that need to get done. So not everybody likes to do the dishes. Some people love it because they feel like it's part of cleaning and letting go. And I'm like, I've never thought of washing dishes as cleaning out my garbage, if you will, and letting things go down the drain that no longer serve me. And I'm like, what a great visual. So washing the dishes, letting things go. And I'm like, hey, okay, I'll try to find more joy in cleaning my dishes next time. And in realizing that I'm letting all of the things that no longer serve me go down the drain. And so there's different things, and I shared this morning on an interview that I had with Dr. Pat, and I think the thing that's really important is we live in the present moment, right here, right now. And if there's something going on in your life that you're not happy about, it's time to look at it from a different angle. Because remember, we are an observer of everything that's going on around us. We don't necessarily need to participate in it. So if there's something going on at work and you're really not liking the debates and the arguments and energy at work, just put yourself on the outside observing. And how can you become more present and also find a lesson in what's going on and find something that can bring you joy? Even if it's taking a deep cleansing breath, if it's as simple as saying, okay, I'm going to get up and have something warm, a cup of coffee, a hot cup of tea, something that is soothing for you, or putting on your headphones and listening to music and just kind of taking you away, or going for a walk. All of these things are things that you can do to help basically walk away from something that maybe is uncomfortable. And you can come back and look at it from a totally different angle, a different approach, in a way that you realize that what's going on isn't really affecting or about you per se, but how you react to the situation. And when we come back from commercial break, I really, like I said, we started to talk about our connection and our inner beauty. And I think that the thing that I'd really like to talk about, Betty, is what is the connection between beauty and our sexuality, our inner goddess, and how we really feel? You know, I think a lot of people are experiencing what we have here over the last couple of weeks, and I really want to bring up the vibration. I want people to feel really good about themselves, find that inner goddess, that beauty, when we come back.
Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host of the hit show, Get Inspired, Sue London, overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host, Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com every Thursday at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire. For more details, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Tune in each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Transformation Talk Radio.
My special guest coach, Betty. And hey, Brian, is there any way we can listen to a little bit of it again? I want to make sure everybody has got the groove going. I want you shaking your hips. I want you shimmying your shoulders and loosening up all that energy in the middle. Can we do that, Brian?
Sure, we'll do. I'll play it again.
All right, feel it, everybody. Are you feeling it?
Yeah.
Start bobbing your head. Here we go.
That's right. Lift those hands above your head.
Woo! Oh, if you guys could see me, I'm like shimmying my shoulders and it's going down to my hips. Woo! Thank you,
yeah,
Brian. That is so
great job.
Awesome. Oh, my gosh. What a way to raise the vibration. You're awesome, man.
Hey, you know, that's why I love doing this show, because I love making everybody happy, and you and Betty Louise are happy. So thank you.
I am. I'm actually having a hot flash.
Are you really?
I am.
All righty.
I am sitting here. I was shimmying. I got it all the way down to the hips. I was swerving those hips back and forth like a brick house. And I'm like going, yes, this is awesome.
There you go. There you go. That's one way to get it going, getting that groove on, my friends.
Getting the groove on. And Elizabeth, it is so true. This is actually, and I was going to say this at the end of the last segment, if I had an opportunity, you know, this is such a simple way to raise your vibration, to dance, to sing. To sing is another way, even to hum. Anything, your vibration starts to raise. And laughing, those are three of the easiest ways that you can just start to feel better. And believe me, I know sometimes you just don't feel like you're in the mood, but just try it, especially humming or putting on a favorite song. Like that was such a great grooving song. You know, you can't help but get your hips going on that one.
By the Commodores.
Yeah.
Commodores, fantastic. And, you know, I felt the energy shifting in my body, and I'm like, we got to do that again. Because I call it the booty pop. I've done that on my blog a couple times where I get people to start with the head, you know, get the head bobbing back and forth, then get the shoulders kind of moving a little bit side to side, and then bring it down. Just start taking it down your spine until you get your hips and you're swerving back and forth and get the energy shifting and moving. And it is such an amazing feeling just to get everything loosened up and free. And it is, that was fabulous. I'm still at a high vibration right now because I'm like, okay, I can't wait because I'm going to be dancing after the show. So what?
Truly, I do this often. I do this this often if I'm just not, I do it when I'm up, I do it when I'm, you know, not feeling so great, but I have like a song that I'll usually go through periods. Right now it's I Feel Like a Woman, Shania Twain. You know, this is like a 4-minute song. It can completely transform my energy in 4 minutes.
Well, you know, so our listeners need to find that song that raises their vibration and shifts their energy and just puts them in that happy place. And, you know, we were talking a little bit about the connection with beauty and sexuality. And, you know, I really wanted to talk and touch on our inner goddess, because that was one of the things that I have discovered with the exercise and work that we did. And that is that I was able to forgive, and in doing that, I feel like I have gone to a completely different level of understanding what that inner goddess feels like and truly what it means to be vulnerable. And so I wanted you just to take some time to talk about that connection between beauty, sexuality, inner goddess, and maybe how it all goes together.
Yeah, and what we're talking about here, the umbrella over all of the things that you just mentioned, our inner beauty, our inner sexuality, and that inner goddess nature, this is our true femininity. This is the kind of feminine energy, the collaborative, nurturing, nourishing feminine energy that our planet is so desperate for. Women are, you know, just as individuals, we're desperate to feel it again. Our relationships are desperate for it, and our earth is desperate for it. So it's a place that, again, it's like we were talking about earlier, you know, we have this core. This is who we come into the onto the planet as, these beautiful sexual beings created from the act of sex. Think about that for a minute, you know, created from the act of sex. And yet we have such a difficult time talking about sex and sexuality openly, even though it's how we're all on the planet. That always makes me laugh. It really does, Elizabeth. So
go ahead.
So, but the beauty piece, that was what you asked me, you know, how does this beauty and this sexuality and this inner goddess nature, what is that place? And just as you tapped into on the assessment, it's what I talk about in organic and orgasmic living. It is being able to have situations in your life and you flow with it. You know, if you look at different images and illustrations of femininity, it's a flow. Water is a good image for what feminine energy is like. So if you can picture a river flowing, and when it hits a rock, what does it do? It doesn't stop. It doesn't resist it. It just goes right around it and keeps flowing. And if we learn to do that, that is what allows us to then tap into our inner goddess. Now, one very important piece of it is the beauty piece, is the ability to see yourself as a beautiful person inside and out. And because our outside is what we're always being confronted with, that it starts there. It starts by you being able to look at your outer beauty. And I'm pretty sure I talked about this the last time I was on the show, with a soft focus, not a hard critical focus at blemishes and wrinkles, but a soft focus. So right there, you start to soften your energy. And of course, feminine energy is a softer energy. And when you do focus, you focus in just a wee bit more. You know, when I think about a lens of a camera, it's just a little bit more focus. You just turn about a quarter of an inch, if that. And you start to focus in on your eyes. And then you go deeper and deeper into your soul, knowing that what's in there, and there is a trust and a faith with this process. So you know that what is in there is a beautiful soul that is dying to express itself in this world in its own unique way.
Wow. That the way that you shared that, you know, really take it in. I'm just asking the listeners, take that in, because what is it that you are here for? What is your purpose? And so many of us are like, I have no idea. I just showed up and I just keep going and I'm not sure I like my job or my partner or, you know, and there's so many things that we feel like we're just going through the motion. And I think taking the time to figure out who we are, to fall in love with ourselves, to be able to create, and this was something that I had a guest on here just recently, and one of the things that I did as an activity myself after our session that we had, Betty, is I created a little vision board, and I'm all about visualization in more ways than one. And so I took this piece of paper, and I created a love board, because I wanted to put something in front of Elizabeth that said, what is it that I love about myself? What do I want to remind myself daily that I am going to reflect back into the world? And one of the things that I did is I actually took glue and I wrote the word goddess with glue. And I sprinkled sugar over the glue because I wanted to be the sweetness in my goddess. I wanted to be that loving, kind, gentle goddess instead of that business go-get-em, right? The more masculine side. I really wanted a balance in that for myself. And so there were so many things. I put flower petals. I want to be gentle and beautiful. And these were all little things, pictures that I put on there to represent peace and truth and freedom. And this is my love board to say why I'm in love with myself. And it reminds me every time that I look at it how special I am. Because sometimes I think we just, like I said, we go through the motion. And to have something in front of us that we create, so just going through the process of creating, and then to say, this is what I represent. This is who I am in like a pictorial form. And doing that from a soul, spiritual level, that is what I want to represent. I want to be loving and kind. And I'm like, what do you mean you want to be? You are. And so then you start to change your vernacular of being very present of who you are. And
yes.
So,
oh my God, I love that. And I just want to add a couple of quick things to that fabulous idea of a love vision board to really pick the words that you feel describe your goddess, because that's going to be unique too. We each express differently, thank goodness, in that goddess way. And then bringing senses onto that board too, because that's the way we get into our sexuality and our beauty more, is by our sensuality. So squirt it with your favorite scent. And you talked about the rose petals, and that's what made me think about it. Or what is that, you know, that orgasmic vision that you have, or what music, you know, bring in your senses as much as you can onto that board as well.
Oh, absolutely. And when we come back, we are definitely going to talk a little bit more about how we can bring out that inner goddess. In the meantime, I want you to really think about how you feel like a woman. We'll be right back.
Each
each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wednesday at 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern Time, and express and experience the infinite possibilities waiting in each and every moment as you listen to From the Heart with Elizabeth Cookson. Get ready for a packed hour of laughter, tears, and a soul full of emotions as Elizabeth raises your vibration and shifts your spirit. For more information about Elizabeth and to schedule a session, visit ElizabethCookson.com.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Let's go, girls.
Elizabeth Cookson and my special guest, Betty Louise. What did you think of that music?
Oh, my gosh. See, that song just gets me going because it's my song right now. And what I love about the music that Brian has chosen for these segments in and out is it's really excellent music for women to get into their inner goddess because it gets you down into your hips. And that is one of the places where we can access. That's where the energy comes from, is down there. So great choice of music, Brian.
Oh, thanks, guys. I mean, what I do is just follow what the topic is and find the appropriate thing to do. But thank you, everybody.
I think he just wanted to see women's hips shake. What do you think?
Oh, Lord, no. Come on.
He's like, Elizabeth, can you stand up and do that one more time?
Oh, man, I wouldn't say that.
Releasing all that amazing, fabulous energy and getting everybody engaged. I love that because it really does bring up the vibration, makes us just in a happy place. And as you can hear, we are all just thoroughly enjoying this topic because it really does shift the vibration. It's a lot of fun. It brings out just the playfulness. And, you know, Betty, I think one of the things that I really wanted to touch on, because we're just about out of time, is, you know, everybody goes through different experiences. And, you know, as we start to peel back and really release some of these old and past emotions, it gets a little raw. And you feel a little vulnerable. And we talked a little bit about that. Is that pretty normal?
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why I really did want to share the experience that I just had yesterday. I was very raw and vulnerable. And at times like that, one of the things that has helped me tremendously, and it's a Buddhist concept, but all religions probably have some of it, but it's called impermanence. Things are always changing, always. Whether we want them to change or not, they're changing every single day. So what it has so helped me do, Elizabeth, is embrace the times that are good because I know they don't last forever either. And then when times are more difficult and more challenging, to trust and know that it's just fact. I won't always be here. I won't always feel this way. It is changing. It can't stay the same.
Yet it's so freeing because when you really do release and you do say yes and allow your path to open with opportunity, there's just so much available. And in holding back and not truly letting go, you're not saying yes, and you're not opening yourself to opportunities that are just right there, just cracking the door open to see the light on the other side. And, you know, we joke a little bit about the music and shaking our hips, but there is a lot of healing in that. There are people who, for those of you who don't know, I have been sexually abused by more people than you can even imagine. And one of the things that I have done is I've actually learned to let a lot of it go, and it's through dancing. And I have really shifted that vibration, and I have healed so much from truly allowing myself to express myself in a very safe environment and feeling good about myself. And by doing that, by dancing, by having that movement, I have really felt that I've regained a lot of that spirit that you talked about, Betty. When we're born and we are free and we soar, I felt like I lost so much of that and that I had given so much of it away.
And I could tell you in my... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead, because we're just about out of time.
Yeah.
Here, and I also want you to share your website with us, Betty.
And I can say that my experience, too, through chronic pain, through something very different than your experience, I haven't been sexually abused, but I've had this 26-year-long chronic pain condition. And dancing, too, is one of my therapies. And it actually helps me and allows me to release some of the pain. So dancing, you know, you say, we joke about it, but it's so therapeutic and healing and, in my mind, so simple. You literally, in your kitchen, put on a 2-minute song. It can transform your life. So my website is coachbettylife.com, and I would love to hear from any of your listeners that are resonating with this message. And once again, let me offer a 15-minute complimentary assessment as the one that Elizabeth and I have discussed. And thank you so much for having me on the show. God, I feel good now.
That is my pleasure. And we always have so much fun. And, you know, and there's a huge, you know, benefit and purpose behind our conversation. And that is to truly raise the vibration and get individuals to say yes. This is all an invitation. The show is all about an invitation. And all you have to do is say yes. That's all you have to do. And it's not scary. It's nothing to be afraid of. And you can go as fast or as slow as you want. And one of the things is, as long as you're moving and you're moving forward and you're being present, I cannot express enough how things begin to flow into your life. Light comes in and you are just filled with many opportunities by just believing, and believing in yourself, believing in you being the one that is in charge of you, that you are beautiful, and that you are offering an amazing gift to the world, and we're just waiting. We're just waiting for it. So once again, like I say, it's just an invitation, and I really want you to take a moment and digest that and share yourself and give us a gift, and we're waiting for it. Don't you think, Betty? I mean, how many people do we talk to every day that as we start to peel back all the pain and really find the beauty within, there's so much that they have to offer.
Oh, so much that I know is dying to come out. Because as I see women like yourself just start to experience things on a deeper, more orgasmic, juicy place. Oh, that what they open up to. And the cool thing is that it's women's happiness. It's this kind of energy that is going to literally save our planet too. So it's all good.
It is all amazing. So I want to thank you so much, Coach Betty, for being with us today. And thank you for really helping everybody shift their vibration and really saying yes. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Just love your show, Elizabeth. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Well, I look forward to inspiring each of you to live each day from the heart. So on behalf of my guest, Coach Betty, and myself, Elizabeth Cookson, we wish you blessings and love. Until next week.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transform your life.
I used to be afraid, and now I love. I feel like fear just cripples you and love frees you. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing and changing from fear to love and showing people that that's the only way. I love, I love, I love. I no longer fear. Thank you.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.